Started. Okay, so previously we've been discussing, right, why is it, what's up with Onah Pachos Mishdas? We came up with really two options. One is that it's really also part of Onah, because you're still overcharging, right? The Ramban said it's really Onah Gemurah, totally Asher. And it happens to be that people generally aren't going to go back to the store and like start complaining and like bring bring legal proceedings against someone when it's a small percentage of the total, and therefore it's mechila. The guy's gonna be mevater on this extra money, but fundamentally it's really still owed to him, right? And therefore theoretical nafkamina should be anyone who actually is makbid, who isn't going to be mevater on mochel this extra money, should in fact be able to claim their money. And that's exactly what the Ravid says. The Ravid says, oh, a katan's lav bar mechila. Katan is not able to be to waive his monetary rights, and therefore he would still be able deserve his onah back. The Sma says fundamentally that's correct, but there's this idea of like batal daiteh itzel kol adam, and that's why we don't make exceptions. While the Taz says, oh, it's like a low plug rabbanon, and therefore we kind of made this like a universal rule, even though it's really based on a vast majority, but it's not always true. But Lamaisa, so we made it into like a rule of thumb that allows the courts and the monetary system to function in a consistent manner, even though it really is fundamentally based on Mechila. Okay, so even though for the Ramban, it definitely should be dependent on Mechila, according to the Ravid, it actually is dependent on Mechila. But the Achronim point out that just because it should be based on Mechila doesn't always mean that practically it is, even if that's the halachic basis for it. On the other hand, within the idea of Yesh Onah, the Rosh said, well, maybe there's still Onah, but at the end of the day, how do you prove that this is really Onah? How do you prove that this difference is more than the value of the object? Right? And it's very hard to do that. And therefore, practically, because there's no way to really enforce it within this threshold of a sixth, therefore you're mochel, right? Or the courts won't take it, won't extract the extra money because they, right, don't have a way to confirm that it's really not worth it. Because if you go to this guy, he'll say X, and if he goes to that guy, he'll say Y, right? What's the nafkamina? So two nafkaminas for the Rosh. One, the Rosh himself says, well, if you know that you're overcharging, then it'll be aser, right? Because the whole reason why under a six there's no onah is only because it's hard to know that there's onah. But if you actually are a bucky, you're an expert, and you know that this is an oversale, so then that's a problem, right? The Aruch HaShulchan is another example of, let's say it has an actual set value, right? Let's say it's something that's sold on the stock market. So, right, the stock market price actually is a very precise value of like what this object's going rate is, or it's something that's under government price controls, like milk and bread in Israel, in which case there is a set price. If you charge over it, I can say, well, you charge over it because the government actually set an exact price. In which case, according to the Rosh, those would all be onah. The other side of things is to say that there is no onah less than shtus, but why? So the approach of Rashi, similar to the Rosh, but different, is that because it's Eifshar Letzamtzein, Mimela, when you get into a sale, and this is what the Rambam kind of says also, that part of the das for a mekach u'memkar is that you're not going to have the exact same conception of the price value, and therefore, machil inish, de'ena kolachem yachol etzamtzim hadam, right? You can't precisely evaluate the money, and therefore, part and parcel of going into business or going into the market and buying something is that there's this lack of alignment between the prices. And again, even though fundamentally Rashi is saying that there is no Isra Onah in these cases, not that you just can't measure it, but therefore you're mochel in advance. In the case where someone wouldn't, let's say in the case where the mechir is yadua, right, if there's government price controls, when you go and buy milk and eggs in Israel, you assume you're paying the government imposed price, and if they charge you more than that, so that's not the basic assumption of what you were coming in with. In which case, we would still say that there's a problem of onah, right? The Sefer HaChinuch says there's no problem of onah, right? Not only that you don't have to pay back, but it's actually not aser. And the reason why is because we want to balance our taking care of people and having a just and equitable society, right? And a just and equitable monetary market with having a free market. And therefore, we give you this sort of wiggle room of supply and demand and of a profit margin of up to a sixth. So on the one hand, you want Tzedek. On the other hand, you want an open market. So we kind of combine those and we say you're allowed to overcharge up to a certain value, which is a sixth. Okay? Nafkamina for that. Potentially, let's say like a 7-Eleven, right? Or whatever, you know, one of those like gas station stores that are like open 24/7. So those stores, right? The reason why they're able, well, those convenience stores are able to be open 24/7 is because they also charge a lot more than the actual value of the object, right? Because what they're really charging you is also for the service of being open at 2 o'clock in the morning. So those stores might also be able to sell for more than the value, because the whole idea that, well, we want those stores to be around and they have to charge way more because otherwise it's not worth it for them to be open up at 2 o'clock in the morning. And therefore, for those stores, maybe the principle of the Sefer HaChinuch would still apply. And therefore, even though it is more than a sixth, maybe that would be fine, right? And that's a little bit different than what Rashi and the Rashi are saying, because there it's, well, you know, you can't really pin down the value. Here, you could totally pin down the value, right? But for market reasons, we want you to be able to overcharge in the convenience stores because we want them to be convenient. You're paying for the convenience also. Okay. Finally, right, the Rosh's second option is, wait a second. Kachu derech mekach u'memkar. It's not merely that it's hard to pin down the value, right? It's that by nature, right, commerce and, you know, and selling something in an open market embraces the fact that there's a range of values, right? And you want to make a profit, and within a certain range, it's a legitimate valuation of the object, right? And there's nafkamina, even a bucky who could tell you exactly what the price is, nonetheless, he's allowed to sell for up to an extra six, because that's just, the price is a range, the value is a range. Okay, how do we evaluate this range? Okay, coming back down to the actual object. So the Gemara brings down a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says the shtus of the mekach, okay, it's 1/6 of the value of the object. Okay, so let's say the object is worth 6 and you sold it for 7 or for 5. Ushmuel amar shtus mos nami shanim. Okay. Meaning what? Shmuel says, even if it's a sixth of the money, meaning if it's worth 5, but you sell it for 6, that's also a shtus. Because the 1/6 of the 6 that you paid, right, is still a sixth of the money that you paid, even though it's not a sixth of the value. Okay? Shavi shisa b'chamisha, if it's worth 6 and you paid 5, or shavi shisa b'sheva, or it's worth 6 and you paid 7, kuli amalo pligi debasar mecha chazlin, v'onahav. According to, everyone agrees that you, since that's a sixth of the value of the object, that's enough. Ki pligi shavi chamisha b'shisa. They argue when you sell something that's worth 5 for 6. Why? Because in terms of the object's value, you're overcharging by a fifth, right? Which is even more, right? That's more than a shtus. And according to the money that you hand over, 1/6 of the money that he handed over is, right, is onah. V'shavi shisa, sheva b'shisa. L'shmuel da'amar basar ma'os hazlinan, idiv idi onah havi. L'rav da'amar basar mekach hazlinan, v'shavi chamisha b'shisa, bito mekach havi. Shevi shiva b'shisa, mechila havi. Okay, for Rav, since if you sell something that's worth 5 and you pay, make him pay 6, so that's a 20% increase over its value, which is more than a sixth, right? And therefore, it's going to be bitul mekach, because it's more than or not. And Shmuel says, "Kemrina mechilo bitul mekach hecha deleka shtos mishnei atzadim, vahecha dika shtos mishnei atzadim, mitzad echad onah." But if you have an onah from at least one side, either from the side of the money or the side of the value of the object, then it's still ona. Okay? Now, what's part of our problem? So, first of all, let's back up for a second. Why do Rav and Shmuel agree about shtus mekach? So Tosos points out, shtus mos nami v'sheninu, afilu l'man da'amar shtus mos, nira yoser le'lechach shtus mekach, sh'ona v'atos tzuluya b'mekach. And the whole issue is that you're overcharging for the object, right? About mos in ona, v'tos tzuluya b'hen she'in tzrichan shuma. Because the guy's not being deceived about how much money he's getting over, right? He knows how much money he's getting over. So the idea of shtus is about what the error is or what the deception is about. And the deception is about the value of the object, okay? Which is an important side point. Okay. So Rizzo points out the following problem. Before we can really start talking about Rav and Shmuel, Shmuel's shita seems to have an inherent irrationality to it. So if we go back, Tosas points out, Tosas said, oh, we always go after the shtos of the mekach, except when there's actually shtos mos. So the Ritter point says, oh, wait a second, right? Meaning what? Between one sixth of the value of the object and one sixth of the value of the mos is more than a sixth of the value of the object, right? And less than a sixth of the value of the mos. I'll give you an example. Let's say the object's worth 5.5, right? If the object's worth 5.5, according to shtus of the value of the object, so if the object's worth 5.5 and you make the other person pay 6, right? So now, wait a second, let me get this right. No, sorry, 5.1. Let's say like this. The object's worth 5.1. If the object's worth 5 and you make them pay 6, right? So then, I want to get this right. If the object's worth 5, and then you make them pay 6, so according to Shmuel, that's going to be ona. According to Rav, it's bitul mekach, right? Let's say the object is worth 5, and you make them pay 5.9. So according to Rav, and according to Shmuel, that should now be bitul mekach, right? Because 1/6 of 5.9 of the 5.9 that you're paying is, you know, is point whatever, 0.9 something. Right? Is yeah, right? So it's less than a sixth. So it's less than a sixth of the most, but it's more than a sixth of the actual value of the object, right? So pachos mishtos mitzad echad v'yoser mishtos mitzad acher basar hay minayhu azlinan. Right? If I sell something that's worth 5 for 5.9, so then it's more than a sixth of the value of the object, but less than a sixth of the money, right? Kamachar shava shisin b'shivim. So let's say I sell something that's worth 60 for 71, right? So for Rav, that would be bitul mekach, right? And for Shmuel, for Maos, that would be less than shtos. V'chad, oh, shavah shivim v'chad b'shisin. This is what do I do, right? So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chashvina le'ona, delo amrina le'el l'shmuel dehevi bitul mekach o mechila ela hecha dehevi mishnei tzadin. So he says, according to Rabbi Yehuda says what? Rabbeinu Yehuda says, Ona of Shmuel is a range. Right? Anywhere from a sixth of the value of the object to a sixth of the value of the mos, anything in that range is going to be Ona of Shtus. Meaning, which is actually a good answer, because what's the problem? Why is Ona of Shtus exactly this like exact point, right? Anything less is mechila. Anything more is bitul mekach. Only if it's exactly the same. So Shmuel, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, the answer is it's not true, right? Ona itself is the range of a sixth of the object to a sixth of the money, right? Meaning instead of ona of a sixth being like a point particle, it's like exactly this one point, it's a range, right? Of anything from, let's say, like 16% to 20% or something like that, right? If you overcharge by 16 to 20%, then it's going to be ona. And anything more than that is going to be, anything more than 20% is bitul mekach. Anything less than that is going to be, or anything even less, sorry, it would be less than, yeah, less than that would be mechila. Then the Ritzer says, ein ze mechaver, behechi avdin on ona, v'leika shtus, mishum tzad. He says, how can you call it ona of shtus if there's no shtus? It's not a sixth of anything. V'chi pshara anu matilin bein shnei asadim. We're going to make a pshara between the two options. V'hanachun yoser, zelina basar mekach, da'bin l'rav bin l'shmol onas mekach hu ikar, v'naos maos hu defligu. He says, no, right, really, it's all about ona of the actual value of the object. But Shmuel says that in the special case where it's exactly one sixth of the value of the mouse, you'd also have ona. So the question is, like, what on earth is the logic behind this idea? Right? Why would you say that? Right? I just print a few more sheets. Says Rambam, Asur l'mocher o l'kona l'honos es chaviro, sh'ne'emar v'kitim gur m'mkala mitecha o kona b'yar mitecha al tonu. Right? If you do your chayiv l'shalim, exactly one six, kitzat, shava sheish b'chamesh, o shava sheish b'sheva, or is it honaya v'nikne ha-mekach, v'chayiv ha-man l'shalim ha-sa-hona, l'chzira kulam l'misani. Right, but if it's 50 and a pruta, right, then you're not chayev lehachzi. So my guy's point is, I know any time of bezeh, achshu pasak to shavet zayin bevav, he ona bevadish again who heich pasak. Right? Yeah, I don't get it. How can it be that if I charge you more, then you're mochel more? It doesn't make sense. Right? And the Rambam said, right? Anything less than this is mechila. How can the Rambam say that it's mechila and then say, if I charge you, right, 60 for something that's worth 50, then it's ona and you're chayv lahachzir. But if I charge you a little, but if I charge you a higher percentage, essentially, right, then I wouldn't. Right? This doesn't make sense. Yeah, no problem, brother. On the chat. He says, what? Va'anu b'feiru shaninu, v'alacha aliba d'shmuel, ki amrina mechila dafka hechit leikashtus lo shus mekach lo shus maus. How could it be that if I charge you 60 for something worth 50, then you return, then it's ona. If I charge you 61, then you have, then it's more. And if I charge you less than 60, right, then it's also going to be bitul mekach, right, all the way back down, right? But ulam izehu dechol hechasha ona hi mishaveh shesh b'chamesh ad sheshaveh zayin bevav have you ona lamocha. He says in that whole range. Right? He says maybe they're saying it has to have no remainder. Right? Because once it has remainders, then it's like, nah, it doesn't, the math doesn't work smoothly. And then that's a problem. And he says, like, that just doesn't make sense. Right? And it doesn't seem to make any sense. Right? We're saying like, this is X is ona, and then it's bitul mekach. Oh, but then it goes back to being ona, or the opposite, right? Less than this is mechila, But then even more, right? If I charge you even less than that, then suddenly it's onag, and you're not mochel, right? So if something's worth six, and I charge you if something's worth seven, and I charge you six, and I only get paid six, I got cheated on the mochel, and I undersold, right, by accident. So if it was worth six, and I sold it for five, right, and that's a sixth of its value, then it's onag, right? If I sold it to you for 5.1, then it's, these numbers always get me confused. If it's worth six, right? Sorry, let's say it's worth seven, and I sold it to you for six, so that's a sixth of its value, right? And that's onag. But if I charge, you only pay me 5.9, then it would be mechila, right? Because it's less than a shtus of the value of the object. But if I go all the way back down to a case where it would be shtus mos, where it would be 5.5, whatever it is, I have to do the math again. Then suddenly it would be onah again, even though in between it was mechila. He says it just doesn't make sense. Why would the fact that the math works out nicely, right, change things? It's a big problem. And the Taz says, oh yeah, right, near la nisai, you call chichat efra lekrosa b'shem shtos mos as lina basre. And he says, as long as you could call it a shtus, so it's like has this like halachic shame. Sounds like he's going for like a shame shtus. And there's like halachic construct that says like, oh, when it's six, a sixth, then there's ona. And as long as you could be korei it b'shem shtus, azlina basrei, for halachic reasons, like, oh, halacha says that you can't do a shtus, and you need to be able to construe it as a shtus, as a sixth, in order to claim the din of ona. Yeah.
I'm just still a little confused, like, on the previous source, like, where the issue stems from. Is it, like, a lack of, it's not intuitive to mix together, like, absolute amounts and percentage? Is it because of the different shito? Like, what leads to the math being funky, like?
Well, because what happens is like this. If I charge you, right, under a certain threshold, it's mechila, right? Then I hit ona, and then I have to return the money. Then in theory, it goes to Bitul Mekach, right? So far, so good. However, according to Shmuel, there's an additional point where it goes back to being ona again. Right? Here, I'll just give you like a...
Okay, yeah, so maybe I missed that. Would you mind going over the Shita of Shmuel?
Yeah, Shmuel basically, okay, let's try to do it. Let's stop this and we'll share a whiteboard. Okay, what we have is, let's say the object is worth, according to Shmuel, what happens is like this. This is our object. It's worth six, right? If I sell it to you for seven, for seven, right? And Rav and Shmuel, this is Rav and Shmuel, are going to agree that it's going to be onah, right? Because it's a sixth of the value. This is the value, okay? So once, if our object is worth six, and we overcharge by 1/6 of that value, that gets us to seven. Right? This is going to be ona. I don't know what's going on. Okay. However, let's say the following. According to Shmuel, let's say a sixth of the money were to be ona. Okay. Let's say I were to overcharge you. By it's only worth six, right? And instead of charging you 7, I charged you. So 1/6 of 7 is, I forget. I'm doing the math again. I went through it once at some point. I was doing this.
A little over one. Let's go.
Right. So let's say I have 6. So here's the object. Let's say I overcharged you by more than that. Right. But it's 1/6 of the value, 1/6 of the money. So 1/6 of here, I overcharged. The overcharge is 1, right? I'm overcharging you 1. Let's say, and let's 1/6 of 7 is going to be 1 point whatever. So let's move up. Let's move a little bit up. Let's say it was like, I don't know, something like 7.2, okay? Or 7 and a 6.
So I think what you're saying, and I want you to call me from head in the right direction intuitively, is that we're associating Shmuel with Shtut Mode, right?
Yeah, Shmuel says even Shtut Mode, not only Shtut.
Yeah, for Shtut Mode, because there's no fixed thing to tie the percentage with, being a 6th over is going to keep fluctuating as the amount increases away from the initial price. And so you can have amounts, you could, like, as you continue down the price points, you can have yes a 6, not a 6, yes a 6, not a 6, and it kind of oscillates being in and out of shtut.
Sort of, yeah. It would only happen once, okay. But yes, I mean, what happens is this is mechila, all this is mechila, right? Uh-huh. Then suddenly over here you have ona. And then over here, it's going to be Bittul Mekach. But then over here, according to Shmuel, you get back to Ona.
And then it doesn't slide back again?
No.
Okay.
Because it will be more than, because then it will be always be more than a 6, even of the most.
Okay.
Right? But what happens is that over here, because I overcharged you more, what ends up happening is that it ends up going back to being Ona instead of Bittul Mekach because I charged you more, right? So let's say this is, whatever it is. Ugh, I'm trying to think of like mathematically what it should end up being. You know what? How about this? Also, you need to go. So what we can do, we'll pause now, and I'll do the math, and I'll just, like, put it properly into PowerPoint, and then hopefully we'll be able to do this in a more reasonable way.
I take some of the blame. I'd like to go through the sources a little more before sending.